Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the inflation numbers are in, reported in December, a 40-year high. Consumer prices rose 7% from the same period a year earlier, and from additional increases from November. And here to talk to us about it, Joel Griffith, Research Fellow, Financial Regulations at the Heritage Foundation. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Joel, what can we glean from this increase, this month-over-month increase that was reported in December?
Well, we saw prices increase by another 0.5% in December, but more importantly, the year-long total, we saw inflation of 7% over the course of the year. And that's prices now are rising at a faster clip than they have in almost 40 years. And we had new numbers actually come out today on the producer side, measuring the inputs into all the goods that we use. And those producer prices are increasing at an all-time record high, nearly 10% year over year. And I think we all feel what these numbers are showing. If you go to the grocery store, fill up your car, buy a new appliance, you are noticing a very real sticker shock. And unfortunately, our wages are not keeping up with the growth in prices. Wages are growing at 4 to 5% a year. Inflation is 7, 8, 9%. Well, that is a real decline in your standard of living.
Joel, is this a fair characterization? Big miss on the part of the Biden administration? Secretary Yellen aligned with the Fed on many of this and said that this was transitory. They were not really concerned yet, but you know, and they said a lot was going to happen in the middle of 2022, and all of a sudden here we are, we're setting record numbers at month over month.
Yeah, well, first they were trying to deny this is even happening. If you look back, remember July 4th, the administration released a picture saying, oh, your July 4th picnic is going to cost just 5 cents more than last year. They're denying the problem is even happening, and then they said, oh, the problem is transitory, it's in passing. And now they're finally acknowledging that we have the problem, but they're saying that the solution is to spend trillions more. I mean, the bottom line is you had our federal government and state government, they suppressed supply of goods and services with all these COVID restrictions, a lot of which remain in place in places like New York City. And at the same time, it went on the biggest spending spree in our nation's history, and a lot of that spending juiced up demand, and they printed money to pay for it. That's a perfect recipe for inflation, reduced supply and increased demand, and now they want more of the same.
So, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, are they even pivoting? First, you have to make an admission in order for it to be a real pivot, right?
Well, yes. Well, the Federal Reserve is finally admitting that they are partially to blame for this. Think about the trillions of dollars the Fed printed to buy up government debt, and of course that was spent. And then you also had the Federal Reserve buying up mortgage-backed securities, which helps increase the price of housing. And on top of that, you had the Fed buying other types of assets, and those dollars are then reinvested in the stock market. So now we have a stock market that is possibly overvalued. So the Fed is finally admitting that maybe they were actually partially to blame on this, and they're going to start reducing the amount of new money they're creating. But we are not going to get away with this. We're already seeing the increased prices. And whether we continue to print the money to pay for the debt or not, we're in for some, I think some problems going forward. What the government needs to do is, number one, get rid of these remaining restrictions on supply, scrap the remaining COVID restrictions, and they need to get our fiscal house in order. This debt is not sustainable. It has a very real cost, not just to future generations, But it has a very real cost now because we are printing the money to buy that debt, and that is helping to increase prices.
Joel, I look for trends, and when I see more and more economists that are aligning with the thought that this is going to carry through 2022 and possibly into the second quarter of 2023, I think that's telling. Your thoughts?
I think we have a few more headwinds on this inflation front, even though the supply chains are beginning to heal up because these remaining restrictions are being lifted. We have housing prices, rent costs that are going to continue to build into that inflation story. And then on top of that, we've got longer term. We have the Biden administration that has basically declared war on the fossil fuel industry. And we've been fortunate. We've been blessed to live through a boom in our energy sector with abundant natural gas and oil and even coal. Well, we've got the Biden administration trying to block development of those resources, block drilling on federal lands, block pipelines, and put in place what amounts to a carbon tax. Long term, that's going to have a very real impact on families and on our manufacturing sector. This administration really shows no desire to acknowledge that they've done wrong. And if you look at the Build Back Better plan, which I've been calling Build Back Bolshevik, it really grossly expands the federal intervention in the economy, grossly expands the welfare state, and there is no way to pay for it other than by printing the money and borrowing more.
Do you sometimes feel like they believe us to be fools? I mean, I go to the gas pump. It used to cost me about $29 to fill up my car. I filled it up just yesterday. It was $58.75.
No, I do.
I mean, it's pretty simple math, right? I mean, it's not easy to hide this ball, is it? I mean,
they're doing their best. I mean, think of a few weeks ago, the Biden administration released a chart showing the big drop in gas prices. Oh, what was that drop? It was about a nickel drop over a prior week, ignoring the fact that gas prices in many areas have doubled over the past year and a half or so. And they, of course, ignoring the fact that they're doing the best to diminish supply. So, yeah, I do think they're trying to pull a fast one on this. They think that we are too ignorant to understand what's happening. And the same goes true when they're trying to make the argument that food costs are stabilized. Well, we know that we go to the grocery store and we want to buy a steak or we want to purchase a gallon of milk. We know that these costs are going up, and we know that there are supply chain issues because we can see it with our own eyes. You see the shelves that are empty of many of the goods that we typically would consume. And I think now people are starting to connect the dots, and they're realizing this isn't evil businesses that are after us. These hikes in prices and these problems with actually getting goods to our doors, this has been caused by governments over this past year and a half.
Joel, also, we're seeing bad weather in the Northeast, across the northern plains as well. Obviously, that means more natural gas consumption, and in a very short period of time, a 14% increase in natural gas. And I gotta imagine if we have a couple of more waves of this cold weather, it's really going to set these prices spiraling.
Well, yeah, definitely. Anytime you have a cold snap like this, especially if it's unexpected or wasn't predicted, that can have a very real impact, at least short term, on those prices. I think the big picture here, outside of what we're going to experience in the next few weeks, is what are we doing to ensure that we have abundant sources of natural gas going into the future? And if you look at a map, for instance, if you look at a map across the shale area that spans New York State and Pennsylvania, you have really two different worlds there. You've got Pennsylvania, which allowed a lot of fracking, and there's booming industry there and a lot of supply. And then New York, which has tried to shut the industry out, and there's almost no development, even though they're sitting on top of the same reserves. So what we need to be doing is ensuring the federal government does everything it can to open up supply. And on these states need to recognize that not only does allowing this fracking, not only does it create jobs in their states, it actually ensures that our entire country can be better off. We want to be independent of foreign fuel sources, which often come from our enemies, or at the very least, and if you think about the Mideast, it's a volatile region. We need to have our resources here. And beyond the national security perspective, we need to have those resources here in order to ensure that we can actually have affordable fuel sources. Of course, the radical left has made it their goal to have more government control. They want to transition us away into more expensive expensive, more government-controlled green energy. We got to recognize that has a very real cost. Heritage Foundation, we estimate it would cost families $8,000 extra per year if that Green New Deal is implemented. And a big part of that Green New Deal is buried in the Build Back Better program.
So let's pivot to wages. They were singing the praises of wage increases the other day. They know this other report is coming out. It comes out, and it basically says that the nominal wage gain was wiped out because of inflation. I mean, it's not like they didn't know these subsequent reports were coming out. Again, the messaging, whether it be the CDC, FDA, NIH, and the administration itself, is like completely cockeyed.
Yeah, and this data, this is government data, and they're twisting it. Wages are up. Wages rose almost 5% year over year, but inflation was higher than wage growth. So people saw a very real decline. The typical person saw but a 3 to 4% decline in their real take-home pay last year. And a big part of this problem, too, is we have plunging productivity. And that, the way you get real wage growth is to be more productive on the job. Productivity grows over time. And you have more capital and you have more technology. That results in every worker being more productive. Well, productivity dropped at about an 8% annual rate in the third quarter of 2021. That's the steepest drop that we've seen in our lifetimes. And when you declare war on capital, declare war on business, which is what this administration has done, you can expect more of the same. And that really impacts families. You have to have productivity growth to have real wage growth. And we don't have that right now.
And just yesterday, the administration spent more time talking about inflation than it has over the last 7 months combined.
Oh, yeah, it's stunning, right? It shows, though, that people are really feeling the pinch. I mean, you mentioned filling up the car. Well, what happens if you want to buy a new used car? That's costing
right.
you that Honda Accord that was $12,000 a year and a half ago. That same Honda Accord is going to cost you closer to $17,000 now. So people are feeling the pinch. And now the Biden administration, of course, are also trying to put the blame onto businesses, claiming that these hikes are because of businesses colluding together. There's no evidence of this. What we do have evidence of are restrictions on businesses operating. Remember, these people on the left criminalized business operations last year. If you wanted to open up your factory in some areas, if you wanted to open up your bar or your restaurant, you ran the risk of going to jail or being fined. And
yeah.
That's what caused these problems. And they want us to forget it. I think we should remember.
No, there's no doubt, because to connect those dots is relatively easy. You don't need to be an economist to understand
right.
how that ultimately is going to work. I just love the straightforward approach that you take on this. I love reading the stuff that you write. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great week.
All right. Thank you. You as well.
All right, as Joel Griffith, Research Fellow at the Financial Regulations at the Heritage. Love to hear from you, 260-504-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.